And we are joined in the studio, on the phone at least, by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, who got back a few days ago from the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce's inner city visit to Hillsborough. And Mayor, thanks for joining us. I know you've been writing about your trip and the experience and what you've learned and taken back. So what have you learned and taken back?
Well, good afternoon, Aaron. And yes, we had a strong contingent from Hillsborough to attend the trip. It was myself. We had three other commissioners, Jen Weaver, Kathleen Ferguson, Mark Bell, as well as our planning director and deputy manager, Margaret Howe. So we felt like, you know, Hillsborough, the town of Hillsborough, was well represented. And I guess we were struck by a number of things that I think a lot of the folks in the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and county were struck with. You know, looking at housing was particularly important. The affordability, you know, it's almost double there what it is. And, you know, in this area, which Orange County, of course, is so expensive, but the housing was just so expensive there. And, you know, Chapel Hill's talked about, you know, we want to grow up, not out, you know, well, and Boulder, they're doing neither. It's totally ringed by essentially restricted land that is great for open space and preserving the land and the environment, but it really puts this 24 square miles of the city of Boulder in something like 75 square miles of land that cannot be built in. They also had restrictions on height, and so there's lots of redevelopment going on, a huge demand for housing, but very little places to put it, and of course, with the demand is so high, the expense is just astronomical there. And so we recognize that that's certainly very similar and parallel to things that are happening in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, but it's also relevant to Hillsborough. We have limits on our growth based on water, and we're trying to do as much as we can about a varied housing stock, but and certainly we're doing as much as we can to make it a desirable place to live. But there is limitations, and when you have a desirable place to live and you start not having many spaces, the price goes up, and that really impacts diversity and creates a housing crunch.
And I know we're talking about this year, and we've been talking about it for several years, and it's going to continue to be part of the conversation, but in listening to this, and especially in the last week, hearing the stories about Boulder and the situation that they're facing, I start reflecting on all of the top 10 lists that Orange County and Hillsborough and Chapel Hill and Carrboro find themselves on of the greatest places to live in America. And it's amazing and wonderful that we're on all of those lists and we're recognized nationally as being this wonderful place to live and to go to school and to retire and to be a single and to be in your 30s and to be a single woman and all of the specific lists that we fall on. But every single time you get that list of the greatest cities in America to live and work and retire, it's always the rich suburbs of a city that are really, really difficult to find housing in for anything remotely resembling an affordable price. And we got to figure out a way to continue to be on that list without falling into that trap. And that's a really difficult thing to do.
It is. I mean, in one sense, it's a creative tension. And, you know, it's a really, really kind of difficult conundrum to try to address. In Boulder, they also are, I would say, blessed with a very, very thriving commercial and economic system that's very diverse. Lots of companies coming in. A lot of people really want to work there across a number of different industries. A lot of them are desirable industries, you know, natural products, and they have, you know, some light manufacturing and just kind of a wide range of great economic base there. In fact, they had 100,000 jobs in a community that has a population of 100,000 people, and that is kind of astronomical. There's like 60,000 people who would drive in and out every day, and they have a very robust transit system in the larger Denver metro area, but that's a lot of people moving. A lot of people would really rather work in this wonderful community, but are just not able to do so. And, you know, certainly we have, you know, potentially face a lot of the same issues in Orange County and in the Triangle. We certainly want a regional transit system. We want, you know, our local transit systems to be able to move people around. But we really want people to be able to live, work, and play and all be part of the community. That's like the real asset that we have in Hillsborough. is our small town character and the diversity that comes with it. And if we gets to be too expensive, then it gets to be much more homogenous with people who only people here, those who can afford the extra cost. And we'd sure hate to see that.
So what we're speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens from the town of Hillsboro here. What specifics did you come back with? Is there a particular idea that you didn't have when you went there that now you're back and you and the other board members want to take the next step and start implementing it in Hillsboro? Or flip side, is there an idea that was on the table that you want to take off the table now?
Well, I'm not sure it was so much specific ideas. It put a real exclamation point on this is something that we cannot afford not to attend to.
Mm-hmm.
I think we came back with a phrase, density is the new open space. That really resonated with a lot of folks, that how do you, you know, create higher levels of density and pack more folks into a smaller space, and you know, whatever their ordinances are, the restrictions that you put on, you know, often have very positive consequences in protecting, you know, views or environment, but they can really have negative consequences. And Boulder was a 55-foot, you know, restriction. Well, downtown Hillsboro is 65-foot, and that's just in the historic area. And certainly Chapel Hill is, you know, witness a lessening of height restrictions, and that's, you know, created some angst, and you know, probably rightly so. But you know, the architecture is really different when you go up several stories than mm-hmm. it is than otherwise. So I think we came back with knowing the importance of having a real community conversation about affordable housing, and just being clear about what's the vision that we want for our communities.
And sort of the flip side of that, too, is if you, you know, move forward on density and bigger housing developments and things like that, you don't want to give up the character of the town that made it the desirable place to live in the first place. So it's a really weird, tough tightrope to walk.
Absolutely. Now, one thing specifically that was very, very helpful for those of us in Hillsboro, we stayed at a place away from the downtown in an area that was really, you know, had kind of an older area that had been just undergone a lot of redevelopments, called Boulder Junction. Mm-hmm. It was an 11-acre tract that was owned by the city, and it really was sort of a nice redevelopment. The hotel we stayed on was there. They had a couple hundred unit affordable housing place. It was sort of park and sort of paved, I want to say open space, but there was a little creek in recreational areas there. There was an historic building that had been moved there and was a restaurant and bar. So it was a real, you know, very tight mixed-use area that appeared to be a really nice, successful transit-oriented development, because underneath this is where they actually had a bus depot center so people could connect and were, you know, get around town.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of this. It was all underground, right?
Yeah. And so nicely laid out space, so it didn't feel, you know, particularly crowded. It did feel very urban, but it felt, you know, kind of great. And you could see other plots that, you know, one was a car dealership, you know, kind of an old one, and, you know, which they have on their radar screen to see redeveloped. You could see some newer apartment buildings, and they recognized that some of those big apartments, like we're seeing downtown, like we're seeing in Durham and Raleigh and every places, you know, these in the new urban living, and you know, they're kind of big. They're very different from single family neighborhoods. So, you know, so they got mixed reviews, and yet it seemed to be a good way of sort of filling the space and making it look attractive in a very urban way and meet people's needs, just living needs. We have a similar tract around our rail station, which is a transit-oriented community, about 20 acres, and so we've been wondering about how do you go about an RFP or make public-private partnerships, and so it was nice to see a model there that seemed to be working. So we got some very specific information about how we might proceed in that area that we have in Collins Ridge, right in the middle of town, right next to where we'd have a larger residential development, which is right next to Daniel Boone, which would also, we're expecting in the next few years probably to have some major commercial redevelopment.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and we're talking about the inner city visit to Boulder that the Chapel Hill Carper Chamber of Commerce did. That ended on Wednesday. Everyone came back on Wednesday afternoon, evening. And Mayor, you came back on Wednesday, and then on Friday, things kicked into high gear because there was a lot that happened in Hillsborough.
It was, which is
always the case, but especially this weekend.
It kicked off with last Friday. Which was wonderful. The weather had cleared up. It was a little sketchy there. Mm-hmm. Great art and all the artworks. The music was downtown. It was just a fabulous Friday. And then all day long Saturday was the celebration of the automobile, which is fabulous antique cars and some of the historic NASCAR drivers who are still with us on the planet, being able to do laps around the historic speedway that we have in Hillsborough. So that was wonderful. And then Sunday morning, the first Hillsborough historic Hillsborough half marathon run, along with the Fleet Feet 5K. We have a local running club that has just been wonderful. Surprised, just under 1,000 people had registered for the races. An incredible sense of community out early Sunday morning as folks were doing this half marathon through the historic area and then up and down Riverwalk and out in the countryside and around the racetrack. And then tipped it off Sunday afternoon just with, again, Sundays in Hillsborough and wonderful jazz band that's out on the courthouse lawn. Hillsborough is a pretty good place to be on the weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. So what's coming up next?
Well, not quite as much, but we do have the Sundays in Hillsborough that are happening mm-hmm. every Sunday from now through the end of October. Teacup Gins and great bands can be out there
awesome.
Next Sunday. River Farmers Market is having their harvest dinner, which would be wonderful out in the Farmers Market Pavilion next Sunday evening. I think what I really want to see people put on their radar screens, probably the most wonderful event in Hillsborough, which is the Handmade Parade, and that's on Saturday the 15th. Starts around 2 p.m., 2 or 2.30, I forget but it's just not to be missed. We'll be coming down Church Street. Wonderful, wonderful sort of costumes and puppets and all those paper hand kind of huge puppets and artist made and just kids and families. And it is just a sight to behold and a real sense of community. It's hard not to be excited, even if you're just here as a visitor, to see it and join in on the fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that's in a couple of weeks on Sunday the 15th, or Saturday the 15th, rather. So mark your calendars for that. Mayor, we got to let you go, but you can, if you're listening out there, you can check out hillsboroughnc.gov for more details about what's going on in the town of Hillsborough. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.